Varsity Basketball is on the air. Today's game broadcast is brought to you by Westside Market, A&W Merrill, Arby's, American, Aspirus Healthcare, Bergener Contract Carriers, Chips Hamburgers, Church Mutual Insurance, Dr. Ronald Piffle, Dragons Daggers and Games, Freemark Innovation, Gold Metal Trailer Sales, Greenlaw, H&H Electric, Hilltop Auto Wrecking, Incredible Bank, Lincoln Wood Products, Merrill House of Music, Merrill Boys Basketball Booster Club, Napa Auto Parts, Nicolay Bank, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Park City Credit Union, Riverside Athletic Club, Subway, The Pizza Shop, and Young's Drugstore. On your hometown voice for Merrill Varsity Sports, Blue Jay 96.3, AM 730, streaming at WJMTFM.com on the WJMT app and Alexa. Now, let's send it to Ollie Burrows in the Westside Market Sports Booth.
And I am downtown Ollie Burrows, and thank you, Artie. Why? Because this is a very special night. First of all, we're going to hear later in an extended, hopefully pregame interview with Coach Troy Pieper about Friday's very important event, Hoops for Hope, an opportunity for you to come out Friday night to help raise money. A Merrill High School faculty member facing breast cancer. And tonight we have an absolute first right here on Blue Jay 96.3 WJMT and WJMTFM.com across the internet, because we are going to be bringing you JV action. We have had enough changes to the schedule. We're on version 12.0 of the winter schedule. We are bringing you two games today as the Shawano Hawks. And, yeah, I've always been honest with you. Some of my students from Shawano are here tonight. But we're bringing you both JV and varsity action. And thank you to those who have been so kind. I'll tell you right now, I'm sorry, their emotions here are a little bit. Somebody said to me today, is CW joining you tonight? CW is at home. He wants to be the next Bob Uecker, and he has learned last month that due to a health condition, he's facing surgery this coming May, he will never be able to play sports. So thank you for supporting him as he came on the air and gave you not just pregame help. He had never had anything to do with hockey. Baseball and basketball are his things. He studied for a couple of weeks and then joined me not only for the pregame but for the first period action, and I think he did a tremendous job. So with all apologies for the emotion, thank you. Thank you for supporting a young man as he's trying to pursue his dream off the field, off the court. It meant a lot to his family. It meant obviously a lot to some of you. So CW, if you're listening tonight across WJMTFM.com, you've done good. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more of the American Pregame Show from the Westside Market broadcast booth. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Merrill A&W is ready to serve you at 207 North Center Ave. Stop in for a frosty mug root beer, classic burgers, juicy chicken strips, cheese curds, famous Coney dogs, corn dog nuggets, and kids' meals. Fun for everyone. Don't miss the everyday special, two cheeseburgers for just $6. And for a limited time, try their pumpkin shake and chicken and waffles. Open daily from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m., Merrill A&W is the place where great food and memories are served. Visit them today.
What happens when you bank locally? At Incredible Bank, it means your deposits help us invest in your community.
Your deposit dollars provide us with the resources to support the local economy and help spark dreams of growth for businesses like your favorite mom and pop shop or your favorite locally owned restaurant. Banking Local provides a return on investment you can see every day in the form of a better, more vibrant community. How incredible is that? So, bank local. Bank Incredible. Incredible Bank. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to the end of the Incredible Bank. Well, let's put it this way. It's the American Pregame Show, the Westside Market broadcast booth. We're going to have two Nicolet Bank at the halves, two, albeit shorter at first, Incredible Bank postgame shows, and we're getting ready right now to bring you JV action for the first time ever right here on WJMT. Sean O'Hawks, coached by JD. He is known as Joel Dockstader, but to me he's JD. Jumping for the Blue Jays out there on the JV level. That's going to be Zach Bacon, Jr. Bacon wins the jump. Coming into the forecourt right now. Blue Jays going from right to left on your radio. Oh, there's going to be a quick foul, and that one's going to be on Corbin Mattson. Mattson picks up the first personal. 15:45 on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. It's 18 minutes varsity, 16 JV. Driving the baseline, and driving from left to right for the Blue Jays is Ryan Olson, sophomore, and Olson is going to be going to, okay, that wasn't, I got that backwards on that one. Missed the first one. That was Enrique Paul who picked up the foul. And both ends were missed there. Again, I'm working with brand new rosters for, so Mattson missed both free throws. And the foul, second foul, was on Stuber. So Connor Stuber, sophomore, picks up the foul. And Prawl is going to be shooting two. And, missed them both. Prawl got the basket, I should say, and missed the free throw. So it's 2-0. Bear with me because I'm working with brand new rosters here. And I don't have CW. Bringing the ball up for the Blue Jays. Connor Josiker. Driving down the lane. Oh, there's a travel there. Trying to drive in between Schuerman. Oh, no, they're calling the foul. So that's going to be the second foul on Enrique Prawl. Baseline inbound right for the Blue Jays. Inbounding it is Josiker. Gets it out on the right wing. Morin, Jr. Gianciano's up 2-0, 15:08 left on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Oh, Prawl, or TJ as he's known, and Gianciano almost got that one away. Jordan Johnson bringing the ball up. Dopperowski. Dopperowski's in the lane, turns around, puts it up. No good. But that will be the foul, and that personal will be on Josiker. First personal, second team foul. 14:44, Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock, and putting it down for Shawno is Dopperowski. And he puts down both of them. And the Hawks are up 4-0. Again, downtown Attleboro is pleased to be bringing you this extra action right here on WJMT, WJMTFM.com. Baseline drive, kicked out. Three-pointer, yeah, it's an Arby's three. And putting that one down is Bacon. So Bacon puts it down, and that ties us. And the Blue Jays get it back on one and done. Now they trap on the far side, going after it, picking it up. It's TJ. Jordan Johnson, oh, there's a pretty play, but couldn't finish it. But tapping it in for Shawno, Ostrowski, he's got four. Shawno is up 6-3 over the Blue Jays. Blue Jays going from left to right. Top of the key extended. Josiger now trying to drive the lane, goes up and putting it down nicely. Schuerman, he's got a bucket, and we're tied at, or check that. Six, four. Merrill picked up the free throw, 6-5. 12:55 left, and Dragons, Daggers, and Gaines, first period clock. I should say first half clock. Top of the key, puts up the three, no good. Picking it up, and one! Putting it down for the Blue Jays is Bacon. That makes the score 7-6, and we've got Bacon going to the line shooting one. So Bacon going for the back half of the three-point play, and he puts it down, and the Blue Jays are up 8-6. Artie Y decided he needs to come and keep an eye on me tonight. So, see, he leaves the studio and hurries over.
You got this.
I got this. And putting down a baseline jumper from the left side again. He's got six right now. The Hawks, eight. Is Dasparias. Dasparalski. I'll get that right yet. There's a drive across the lane. Oh, look at that pretty jump hook. And it just didn't go down for Josiger. So the Blue Jays tied at eight right now. TJ leaves it. Gets outside. Oh, he thought about an NBA level three. And Dasparalski, no good. Rebound comes down. Pulling it down is Josiger. Josiger gets on the right side. He gets it back, goes left side. There's the drive in the lane. Bump, 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 no call, and putting it down is Schuerman. So the Blue Jays are up 10-8, 11:37 left on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. TJ jumps out for the Hawks. Oh, he's going to try to pound that. Kicks it out. Driving in, putting it up. Oh, that one was blocked going up. Dasparowski tries to get the rebound and doesn't. Blue Jays up by two, 11:18 left in the first. Cross court from left to right. Oh, off the glass, blocked by Dasparowski, but he steps on the end line. Blue Jays will get inbound baseline left. So at this point, Blue Jays get it out, top of the key volleyball line. And there goes the baseline drive. Up, reverse layup coming up short there was Olsen. Dasparowski's just about done everything. Got the points, running the point. Oh, there's going to be a bump. And Bacon looks at it and says, I can't believe I did that one. First personal, fourth team foul, 10:51 left. Again, JV coverage tonight. Hawks send in two. I think coming in right there, is Kleinschmidt. He goes between the varsity and the JV. Now he goes to sit down. So So checking in for the Hawks is Nolan Kleinschmidt. And Jackson Stockinger's in the backcourt. Right side, wing right, Franklin. TJ out above the volleyball line. Kicks it left side. Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt drives down into the double team. TJ, wing left on the right side. There goes the three. Oh, that's looking. Oh, golly. Stockinger puts it down. And that's our first three-pointer of the game, Arby's style. That one was from the front counter. Oh, we got a whistle. And somebody puts up the elbow, and it's going to be an offensive foul. And checking in. I'm trying to see what number he's wearing tonight. We got 33. And he's checking in to varsity level. So that was the first person. No, they just called a violation, I guess. And there's the three for the Hawks. And I didn't see if Johnson got that one, but we'll give it to him. And the Hawks get it away. GJ's got it. Up on the front to Stockinger, and there on the left side, putting it down. Number 33. And the Hawks are up 16-10. And they're coming down the rebound, picking it up again after the missed layup. Going down for the Hawks, Kleinschmidt. There it is, top. Oh, he got the ball fake. Bump, bump, bump. That was two bumps. And let's see who the foul is on. 9:21 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. So, putting down two. Puts the first one in. Ooh, off to the back rim. 16-10 Hawks. Blue Jays substituting. Prawl comes back in. And TJ goes out for the Hawks. 9:21 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Putting up the second and putting it down. So Blue Jays are down 17-10 halfway through the first half. In for the Blue Jays. Thompson. And getting tied up there. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Hands and feet. The Blue Jays getting his hands on it was Ryan Wallen. Yep, I believe that's Wild Thing's brother. And so the Hawks get it. Prawl gets it on the left side to Stockinger. Stockinger gets it high. Down low. Kleinschmidt, left side, always starts to penetrate. Oh, look at that spin move. Too hard off the glass. Blue Jays get it back, 8:34 left. First half on a Dragons, Daggers, and Dames clock. Oh, there's a pretty play driving in on the right side for the Blue Jays. Kissing it off the glass is Thompson. So the Blue Jays cut it to five. There, oh yeah, he thought about putting it up. Oh, and there's an offensive foul on Shawno. Kleinschmidt gets the first. 5 each way. Blue Jays. Top of the key. And we got another offensive foul down in the low post. And that's the second foul on. Not sure who it is. I think it might be Tepu. Down in the low post, losing it, trying to get a hold of it, was Franklin, sophomore. Blue Jays have a chance to close it up. And the ball goes off of the hands of guard Braxton Thompson, sophomore. So 17-12, Hawks, 7:34 left. Dragons, Daggers in game's first half clock. Getting in there right now is Aloysius Frechette. Oh, there, oh, they got the fake, kicked it out. Oh, offensive foul. And that was, again, 33. And we're trying to get all the names and numbers because sometimes they change these numbers and they don't bother to tell me. 7:13 left. Tight defense. Blue Jays working the perimeter. There's the drive, kicked out. 3-point left. Yeah, Arby's three-pointer. And that one's going to go down for Thompson. Blue Jays, oh, there it is. Franklin puts it down, driving for the Hawks. Blue Jays trailing now 19-15. Working the perimeter right now. Blue Jays trying to drive the baseline, kicked out. There's another baseline drive, kicked again. Left side, no good on that one. Coming up with that one, Thompson tried to repeat, and it'll be going down, Hawk ball. So the Blue Jays are trailing 19-15 here. 6:11 left in the first half on a Dragons and Daggers game clock. Prawl's bringing it up. Aloysius is out there with him. Kick to the right, left side. Prawl, oh, he does it across hand, and no good off the glass. Crashes the board. Should have been a loose ball foul. And checking in right now again for the Hawks is Jackson Doporalski, sophomore. So the Blue Jays trailing by 4, 5:51 left in the first half. Bringing it across the 10-second line, moving left with it is Jossiger. Goes on the right side, Olsen. Olsen, he's going to pound, he's going to kick it out. Oh, this time he grinds the baseline and comes up short. And there's going to be a jump ball call. But Braxton Thompson drove, stepped up to the back, front of the backboard, puts it off and comes up short. Blue Jays get it in. Driving down outside, there it is. Aimed, fired, over, shot again by Thompson. Prawl takes it down. He's going to try to go solo, and he misses. Coming down with it. Stockinger's got it on the right side, but coming down with it was Doxiller. And there's in the lane, and he puts it down. Doporalski. He's got 8. Sean O'Hawks up. Fifteen. Shot off the back board. And coming down with it for the Hawks is Stockinger. Prawl gets it on the right side. There's the other three. And dropping it as smooth as silk. I've got him with 11 points is Doporalski, the sophomore. So it's 24-15, 4:27 left. Blue Jays not able to work the perimeter now and had 4 drives down the baseline. Here goes another one in, and that time getting the foul will be Doporalski. I've got him now with, they said 3, so I've got him with 1, but it is the seventh team foul for the Hawks, and missing the first is Thompson. So he's got the three. And now they give the ball back to the baseline official, and now they're going back to a consultation. Thompson's shooting two. And, oh, he gets that one at the Spira's health free throw line. Up and down. He's got four. So Blue Jays have cut it to 24-16. Hawks Prawl. Out high. And there's a steal for the Blue Jays and putting it off. And Aloysius pulls up the foul. He could not get himself out of the way. Frechette, that's his first personal. It's the eighth team foul. And shooting two, missing the first from the Aspirus Health free throw line. Jossiger. And checking back in for the Hawks, Nolan Kleinschmidt, and catching in for the first time, Angelo Tadeo. Puts up the second and finally gets one to go. And that cuts it to 24-17, 3:55 left. Prawl is out there with Dopperalski. TJ's back out there. As you see, more substitutions at the JV level, and now we got a whistle. And let's see, that foul's going to be on, it'll be the seventh for the Blue Jays. And that's going to be on Thompson. And Prawl goes to the free throw line. And he puts down the first. ...25-17, Shawano Hawks, Prawl shooting the second. And puts that down niftily, our word for the night. Blue Jays trailing now, 26-17, 3:35 left in the first half. Running the weave right now. That's a double dribble. You knew that one was coming because he stumbled with it. Thompson stopped, thought about it, and started again. And the trailing referee said, and I'm looking at the Blue Jays coach, and he's like, okay, that one was pretty obvious. There's Prawl. Driving left. Oh, he's getting shut off again. Now he cuts back. TJ puts up the three. No, off the rim. Blue Jays get it. TJ's hustling back down. Oh, that was a good opportunity for Bacon. He was going to bring home the bacon. Blue Jays driving. There it is. Bacon puts it up. No good. And coming down with it, Dopperalski. 3 minutes even on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Dopperalski, he's being covered tight by Thompson. Now kicking it out. There's the three. No good off the board. That one was Tadeo. And we got two-shot foul here. Let's see what we got. And it looks like it's going to be against Kleinschmidt. I got him as the second personal on that. That is the ninth foul on the Hawks. So shooting 1-1 for the Blue Jays from the Aspirus Health free throw line. Sophomore Connor Jossiger. Jossiger puts it up. Oh, he has had no good success. 1-for-3, but they just have not been artistic. Prawl, wing right. Dopperalski sets the screen, tries to roll, but sticking right with it. Oh, Prawl gets it out on the right side. Johnson, oh, it's intercepted by Bacon. Oh, Bacon waited, and Johnson overran, and that's seven now for Bacon. Johnson got back on defense with excellent hustle, But then he stopped, and Bacon had an uncontested layup. There going in, putting it off, no good. And that one was, again, cutting from right to left, but going with his right hand, Nolan Kleinschmidt. Blue Jays down by 7, 2:02. Now two even on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. They are shooting, and there's the outside. Oh, missing the three. Off to the side there was Ryan Olson. Minute 50 left. TJ gets it on the left side. Dopperalski for three. Oh, he buries it. He has 14 points of the Hawks 29. Minute 35 left. Bacon comes out high. TJ overplays. Wing left shot, and no good on the three. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Hawks ball. Minute 27 on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Bringing the ball up for the Hawks. Nolan Kleinschmidt. Oh, he drives in, kicks out. TJ above the volleyball line. Gets it to Tadeo on the right side. Tadeo gives up the dribble, gets it to TJ. TJ Dopperalski, Prawl. Nolan Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt kicks it out. Johnson, oh, right underneath. And Dopperalski, the only thing that could have happened is a 3 second. He has now got 16 of the Hawks, 31 points. Down into Bacon. On the left. Oh, TJ, we could hear the slap on that one. Johnson picks up the foul, and that will be the Hawks' 10th foul. So that means that Bacon is shooting two with 49.6 seconds left from the Aspirus Health free throw line. Puts it up and puts the first one down. That's 8 for Bacon. Blue Jays have cut it to 31-20 with 49.6 again on the Dragon Daggers and Kings clock. One more opportunity from the Aspirus Health free throw line. Comes up short off the front of the rim. Johnson gets it down. Nolan Kleinschmidt down underneath to Dopperalski. Oh, he's going to move into the baseline. Gets it out. Tadeo. Oh, I think there was a travel there. No call. On the wing left. No good on the three. And coming down with it, 30 seconds left on that rebound was Olson. Olson gets it on the left side to Thompson. Thompson. Looking for the cutter, on the weave, gets it to Josiger. Josiger leaves it for Olson. Olson scrapes off, there it is. Drive down the baseline and putting it down is Morin. And he's got a bucket now, that cuts it to, and no, on the three. So we go to our at the half show, Nicolet Bank after this. It is at the half, the Shawano Hawk JV 31, 22 for the Blue Jays. You're listening to Blue Jay JV Boys Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Bergner Contract Carriers in Merrill is a family-oriented company committed to providing great service and a desirable workplace. BCC now has openings for professional drivers. Must be 21 or older with a CDL and good driver record, along with hazmat and tanker endorsements. BCC offers excellent pay, flexible work schedules, health insurance benefits, and your home every weekend and holidays. See more at bcctrucking.com. Bergner Contract Carriers wishes the very best to the Merrill Blue Jay athletes. Behind you all the way.
Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is proud to sponsor Merrill High School Sports. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6 p.m. Saturday, 7 to 4 p.m. Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is locally owned and operated since 1965. Located at 1010 East Main Street, Napa Auto Parts of Merrill has everything you need for your car.
Hi, this is Chris Califas from Merrill House Music and Home Entertainment in downtown Merrill. Is your smart TV not so smart? Get all the apps that you need with a Samsung 90 Series 4K QLED and be amazed. Get professional help with antennas, band instruments, audio, video, Wi-Fi, and the latest tech, plus all the accessories you need. And we can deliver, install, and set everything up for you. How about surge protection for all your expensive devices? We have you covered with options from Panamax, phone charging stations, screen clean, USB record players, the best rabbit ears ever, Bluetooth options for vintage, two-channel gear, plus much more. Merrill House Music and Home Entertainment in downtown Merrill has been serving North Central Wisconsin since 1946. Audio video questions, we have answers. Call us at 715-536-5352. Check us out on Google and Facebook. From the Califas family to yours, thanks for your business.
Your favorite fish sandwiches are back at Arby's in Merrill. Dive into the classic fish sandwich, a crispy filet, fresh lettuce, and tangy tartar on a sesame seed bun. Craving for something extra? Try the fish and cheddar, topped with Arby's creamy cheddar cheese sauce. Or go big with the King's Hawaiian Fish Deluxe with shredded lettuce, tomato, and tartar on a warm, toasted King's Hawaiian bun. They're all here, but for a limited time, at your Merrill Arby's on East Highway 64.
Arby's, we have the meat.
We look closely at all the data. We pore over test results. But what we see is you. We see what makes your smile widen and your eyes brighten. Even as we study breakthrough research and implement the most advanced technologies, what we see is how we can use it to serve you and your well-being. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health, what we see is you.
For more than 125 years, Church Mutual Insurance Company has been protecting organizations that serve and inspire others. Over the years, we've branched out across the country, but we remain deeply rooted in Merrill, the community we've called home since 1897. At Church Mutual, we stand for good in all we do, and that includes our commitment to Merrill as a great place to live and work. We are proud to support Merrill's children, schools, and youth athletics. If you're ready to stand with us, check out the opportunities waiting for you at churchmutual.com/jobs.
Green Lawn Underground Sprinklers is proud to support our local student athletes throughout this 2025-26 season. Your drive and dedication to be the best is inspiring. Enjoy the journey and every opportunity. Green Lawn is a family-owned and managed company, proudly serving Central and Northern Wisconsin since 2002, offering new sprinkler system installations, existing system upgrades, and maintenance. Visit greenlawnwi.com for all your irrigation needs. Green Lawn Underground Sprinklers, proud to support our local athletes. Go Blue Jays!
And welcome back to the Nicolet Bank at the Half show. I am downtown Ollie Burroughs. We're having a real special night here, and I'm trying to get some help as I'm trying to figure out all of the names and numbers, even of some of the kids that I have. I just started second semester, so they've changed a lot of numbers from what's on the program. But what I can tell you right now is Dopperowski for the Hawks has 16 points. He had four twos and two threes and two for two from the free throw line. And Prawl had two for two from the free throw line for a pair. Stockinger had a three for the Hawks. And also putting down a three was TJ Johnson. And okay, Wielander is the one who had a three, a two, and one for two for 3 points for the Hawks also. And I'm assuming there that they brought somebody up from the JV2 squad, had a bucket. Franklin had a two-pointer. So I've got most of it picked up. And again, this is one of those things where when we're working with JV rosters, it's a little bit more difficult. So I've got it all here, but I don't have all of the names correct, so I apologize to all of you loyal listeners. But the bottom line is the Hawks are up 31 to 20, and for the Blue Jays, taking a look at their scoring here in the first half, it will be Mattson with three. A two and one for two from the Aspirus held free throw line. And Schuerman has a pair of buckets for four. Morin has a bucket for two. One for three from the Aspirus Health free throw line for Jossiger. So he has a point, a three, and one for two from the free throw line for Thompson. And three twos and two for three from the free throw line for 8 points. And also, I'm just going through all of it real quickly. The Blue Jays also had a couple of other buckets from players whose numbers are not quite jiving with the sheet. We try, but sometimes it doesn't work. We're going to take another break. It's the Nicolet Bank at the Half Show, brought to you exclusively by Nicolet Bank in downtown Merrill. Blue Jays trailing 31-22. You're listening to Blue Jay JV Boys Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Simply Stitched in Tomahawk offers embroidery, screen printing, and more. Custom gifts, personal or business apparel, blankets, memorial teddy bears, hats, outerwear, and more. Too much to list, but never short on ideas. Bring your imagination and create your brand at Simply Stitched in Tomahawk on Main Street.
The Merrill Boys Basketball Boosters Club is glad to help sponsor this sports broadcast. The Boys Booster Club helps promote athletic programs, increase community interest, and promote sportsmanship to these student athletes on the court and in the classroom. Merrill Boys Boosters support the coaches and athletes and maintain the history and tradition of excellence for all student athletes at Merrill High School. Play hard and play fair. Go Blue Jays!
Subway of Merrill is a proud sponsor of the Merrill Blue Jays. Fuel up before or after the game with fresh subs, crisp salads, and of course, one of our famous cookies for your sweet tooth. Planning a team get-together or family celebration? Let Subway make it easy with our catering options. Just give us a call or order through the Subway mobile app and we'll handle the rest. We're proud to support the Merrill Blue Jays and to help keep our community and local athletes fueled and ready for victory. Gold Metal Trailer Sales has you covered for all your trailer and RV needs. Whether you're hauling, towing, upgrading, or need service, they offer the best selection of trailers, parts, accessories, and expert trailer and RV service to keep you rolling. Located at W4650 Prairie Crest Lane in Merrill, they're your one-stop shop for all things trailers. Don't settle for second place. Go for the gold. Call 715-536-1202. Gold Metal Trailer Sales, where quality meets the road.
And welcome back to second half action here, right here on Blue Jay 96.3, WJMT FM. The Blue Jays picked up a technical foul. Johnson shooting there. So the Blue Jays picked up two and shooting those free throws. So I don't know what the cause of the technical foul was, but it cut the lead to 31-24, 15-35 on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock here in the second half. Blue Jays, Bacon leaves the ball high. Left side, down into low post, back on the left side, driving, kicking it out. Bacon drives the baseline. Oh, he gets it inside, and there's a foul. That one's going to be on Connor Stuber. So Stuber picks up his first foul here in the second half. And at the Aspirus Health free throw line, sure, the Blue Jays shooting two. And the first one goes down nicely is Schuerman. And the second one rims out, so the Blue Jays have picked up three free throws here in the second half. And that cuts it to 31-25. So 6-point Hawk advantage as we look at it on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Blue Jays, again, having some difficulty getting it down in baseline. Oh, there's right in the hands of Bacon. Prahl tried to drive. And he patiently waits and leaves it very quickly for Jossiger. Jossiger out to Morin above the volleyball line. Morin tries to get down on the left side to Olsen. There's going to be a whistle on the drive. Let's see who the foul's on. And that one's going to be a second personal on Connor Stuber. Michael Wielander is 33. We got the number straightened. He's one of those swing players. So already three fouls. And there's a three-pointer left side. No good. Putting it down. Block clean. TJ had to block for the Hawks. He brings it up the right side. Loses it to Bacon. Again, we apologize for some technical difficulties. We're not sure what the cause is. That's half the fun. Artie Wise here just... he's not wagging the finger at me yet, so I'm okay. Inside the lane, Prahl kicks it out left side. And missing it after 16 points in the first half was Dopperalski. So that's the first foul, and that's going to be on Bacon. It's his second team foul, second personal's first team foul. And now checking in for the Blue Jays, Joseph Kleinschmidt missing Dopperalski. So after 16 points in the first half, misses his first two threes, bringing it up court for the Blue Jays. Is Morin, top of the key, Bacon. Now driving down, kicks it out. Three-pointer left side, no good. The rim gods were unkind. That's going to be a loose ball foul on Dopperalski. His second personal, second team foul. Blue Jays will inbound at baseline left. 13:58 on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock here. Inbounded, picking it up there for the Blue Jays was Morin. Out on the left side, Olsen gets it on the right side. Oh, TJ knocked it away, gets it back, stumbles a little bit, tries to get it ahead, and he just didn't have control of the ball. TJ's smiling. He had a good steal, but after that, everything went downhill. Blue Jays working it to the right side. There's the three. Oh, the rim gods were miserable on that one. In and out. Blue Jays still down by six. Only the free three throws. And there goes Prahl. Kicks it out on the left side. Johnson gets it back. Goes down to Kleinschmidt. Back to Johnson. Johnson for the three. And no good. The rim gods are having fun today. Kleinschmidt gets it off the glass and drops it. So that makes it 33-25. Blue Jays trailing by eight, 12:55 left. There it is, cutting across the lane left to right. Too strong off the glass for Schuerman. He tried to put it up with both hands. So the Hawks get it back. Trying to get it in baseline right. Nolan Kleinschmidt, Johnson wing left. Prawl directs traffic. TJ gets it back. TJ bumps, goes up, off the glass, and a pretty play. Johnson has five. Down in a baseline for the Blue Jays. Wing left, starting to drive. Kicks it down, trying to drive down. Bacon gets it on the outside. Quickly moving around from left to right for the Blue Jays. Olsen, Bacon for three. There's an Arby's three. That's from the back corner of the restaurant. And the Blue Jays are up. Or have closed it to seven. And there's a Dopperalski back with another three, and he's got 19 on the game. He's got a smooth look. Now the Blue Jays try to counter, cutting across. There's the three. It's an Arby's three. And that one is dropped from the right wing by Jasagi. I'll get it right, Jossiger. Sorry about that, folks. Whole bunch of new names. I'm averaging 90 names a week new. And I'm fortunate to know I'm downtown Ollie. So they're swapping chairs now. Chris Hahn, oh, I'm glad he didn't take mine out from under me. Blue Jays up 38-31, or trailing 38-31, and coming on to join us right now. Talk a little bit about all sorts of things. Troy Pieper, Blue Jays inbounded baseline left. They're trailing by seven. There's the drive. Step back, fall away, no good. So Coach T, thanks for making the time to join us.
No problem.
Putting it up there was Kleinschmidt.
I got to apologize for not coming over after the Mosinee game. I totally spaced it. It wasn't sour grapes. It wasn't anything. That's completely my fault.
Well,
not excusable. I'm sorry for not coming over postgame.
Oh, dropping that one as cutting underneath, and now we got a whistle and a travel. That was Morin. We forgive you. It was a rough night. We'll let it go at that.
It was a good game, minus the outcome.
Yes. And I still don't know why you got the T.
I didn't get the T.
It was not you.
No.
Okay. And there's Wehlinger, and he misses the three. That was a bench one?
Yep.
Okay. Do they ever identify who's on the bench and gets it, or they just
call
the bench? Yeah,
it was on Mitch.
Okay. Well, Blue
not,
Jays.
Not really deserving.
No, thank you. And I watched the way the official walked to the other side and stood there like a statue, and we'll let it go.
Yeah.
No, we won't. Yeah. Blue Jays, there's a nice drive. Oh, that's taken away, picked up, going down and putting it down for the Hawks. And that makes it 40-31. Putting that one down for the Hawks was Nolan Kleinschmidt. Oh, Wehlinger runs over it. Oh, nice play. Going, driving the baseline without the dribble is Morin. That cuts it to 40-33, 9:55 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock.
Arthur, that's mine.
All right, we're trying to keep our equipment straight here, so.
Oh, you're right.
That's mine, too. I don't know. We're having fun here. We don't know what belongs to whom. Blue Jays trailing now 43 as the Hawks pick up another three.
How many phones do you have?
Two.
Why?
One was when I taught for Racine, and I had to get a 262 number because none of my students or parents would answer 715. They thought I was trying to sell them an auto warranty. So, and I have to use it as a hotspot when sometimes the equipment doesn't like where we are.
But what's this?
That's the station cell phone, but I just got that one back because my power supply fried the station cell phone and killed the
Wi-Fi. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Did you text me on accident last night?
Oh, which one was that?
You said West Side's not working.
Yeah, it was an accident.
Okay, I was like, what?
Blue West Jays Side on the baseline. Putting that one down is Olsen, yeah. What can I say? The less the better.
I thought maybe like the West Side camera, but I'm like, it's one camera. Like, I don't understand.
Our West Side market is our broadcast booth sponsor, but they also sponsor other things in for that. Wheelander, oh, he fakes it. No, and that Bacon's going to pull down the foul. That's his third personal. And the Blue Jays only their second in the second half, so the Hawks are picking up a lot of fouls here. So I know we're going to talk later, but we got an important game Friday, don't we?
Yeah, we do. It's our Hoops for Hope. This
and
year,
Wheelander puts it down.
This year we're honoring and raising some money and showing support to one of our high school teachers, Emily Bonak. She's battling and dealing with breast cancer right now, so it should be a fun night. A lot of raffles, 50-50. The proceeds of concessions go to her. It's
there's a three-pointer. No, the rim gods knocked that one down. Prahl gets it to TJ. And TJ loses it.
It's always a good night.
TJ is smiling, and I'm looking at him right now. TJ! some of these are my kids. I got to be honest with you, fans. So, a very important night. We'll talk a little bit more later, and appreciate you joining us. Missing that three-pointer for the Blue Jays was Morin, and the Hawks get another bucket, and that cuts it to, or takes it to 47-35. First time we've been able to do a JV game, Coach. We just got to make sure we got the numbers. Yeah, so many guys changing numbers.
Yeah, 32 is, that's, for us, is the empty one. Aiden Drake is 32.
Aiden Drake, okay.
Otherwise, they should be right.
Okay. Blue Jays trailing by 12, 7-12 left. Johnson on the right side, Stockinger. Oh, look at
my goodness.
That was a rainbow.
I don't know.
I don't know if he was throwing that down, throwing that up, thinking somebody was going to go up and slam it.
I don't know.
They're driving the baseline, all printing it off the glass very nicely for the Blue Jays is Morin. He's got six.
I can't believe how fast the season's gone. It seems like it's gone faster than other seasons, and every season seems like it goes fast. But after tonight, we'll have, only three home games, five games left?
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
And we're still in line for possible hosting?
I don't think we'll host because we're going to get a bye. This year, we only have 10 teams in our section, so the first six teams get a bye.
Okay.
7 and 8 host the first round, and
yep.
We should, unless we struggle really badly down the stretch, we should be in the 4-5 range. Well, I mean, if we get to four, we would host after the bye. But I don't know if we can get there. It seems like looking at things, everything's kind of separated by the first four, and then it looks like us and Medford battling for that 5-6. And then 7, 8, 9, and 10 are all kind of lumped together. So we got a decent margin, I think, on the 7. We're right now, according to Zaleski, we're ahead of Medford in the 5 spot. So we'll see. We still got. I mean, next week's gonna be a tough week. 2 games on the road against Rylander and Medford. So. But hopefully we can finish this week off strong. And
well, we'll be joining you up in Rhinelander. I got to check the schedule for Medford. There it is, driving. What a strong drive. And Wheelander pulls down the foul there for the Hawks. And that is going to be the 7th foul on the Hawks. It's going to be Wheelander's 2nd foul. And going to the Aspirus Health free throw line for the Blue Jays, Schuerman. And, oh, off the front of the rim. He's got five unofficially today. Kleinschmidt comes in. Wielander goes out. Puts up the second and gets the roll. 2 for 4 for the Spirus Health free throw line. Take a timeout. We'll keep it right here, Coach, because we know you got to
head in.
So basically Friday, a very important night. Hoops for Hope. Money's going to be raised for, again, the staff member.
Emily Bonock.
And so we know that we did a lot of things last year for Team Todd. And last year was the girls,
Josie and the girl from West, Emma.
Okay.
The ones that were dealing with CRPS. The year before was Team Todd. The year before that was, I don't know. It all runs together. But last year was CRPS for against West.
Thank you. But as we know, Todd passed recently. But this is an opportunity for everybody to come out, help with the fundraising, and see the this is the war on 51, the Northern Front.
Tomahawk. Oh, is that what it is?
Yes, yes. The Southern Front is Mosinee. And, of course, Medford's the Western Front. Antigo's the Eastern Front. We got this all down.
What's Lakeland then? They're the further north front?
Let's put it this way. Lakeland is...
Every war is either on 51 or 64.
Yes, right.
Or 17. Right? Well, Rylander...
Rylander's 17.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a nice steal. Crawl tried to go in. Oh, he pivoted nicely and did not get out of the backcourt. Oh, look at that drive. Oh, there was a beautiful drive there by Thompson. He gets the bucket. And that cuts it to 51-40. Kleinschmidt gets it to Prawl. Prawl over to Stockinger.
Look at Timmy sitting here looking all svelte. Can you hear me, Timmy?
We're working the refs. There there goes TJ. There he goes. Up and off. Couldn't put it down. He got too far underneath. The rim took him out. Blue Jays trailing by 11. Overplaying there. Johnson, there's the two. No. Oh, look at that follow-up. No good again. Prawl. And I've dealt with him in class. he's one you'd enjoy in your work.
Oh,
Enrique Prawl,
tonight.
15. What's that?
He said, oh, we do have the band tonight. I didn't know that.
Okay. Is that good or bad?
I don't know. I like the band.
Does it make it hard for you coaching in all seriousness?
No, because they don't play when we're doing anything.
Okay. There's Kleinschmidt. Oh, nice head fake. No good off the glass. Dopperowski gets another one. He's got 23 points. 53-40. Blue Jays trailing. Again, special JV coverage tonight. And Bacon steps back. He puts up the Arby's three, no good. And a nice, strong putback for the Blue Jays, putting that one down. Thompson, the sophomore. There's Prawl. And Prawl drives the baseline and puts it down. He's like a runaway freight train. Hmm. Wing right, Blue Jays. Oh, Stockinger runs through him. I checked that. Stockinger runs through him. So the Blue Jays down by 13, 4:31 left. Coming back in for the Blue Jays is Morin. TJ goes out.
I'm going to head in.
Okay.
I'll see you after.
Hey, we'll see you after the game, and thanks again for joining us.
No problem.
The Jays roll on here in the JV game. They're down by 13. There's a drive baseline. Blocked, and all Dobson. Dopperowski is going to pick up the foul. That's a That is the eighth team foul on the Hawks. And shooting two for the Aspirus Health free throw line. And gets the roll right there. Putting that one down for the Blue Jays was Thompson. He's got 10 of unofficially. There's the second one. He gets the 11. No, make that 10. And down to the other end, Stockinger gets saved but loses it in the backcourt, bringing it up for the Blue Jays. Jossinger. There's a three-pointer. No. That one was straight but just went too far. Kleinschmidt brings it up. Forecourt for the Hawks. Prahl gets it to Dobrowski. Prahl starts to drive, kicks it out. Hawks very content now with 3:46 on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Oh, that was a push. Prahl gets the space, but he pushed off there. Driving the baseline, there's up, too strong off the glass for Morin. Sorry, Schulman. Dobrowski gets it in, and now he goes up and just lays it down. Blue Jays turn it over and then get it right back. And there's a three. There's an Arby's three-pointer. And that cuts it to 59-46. Blue Jays were trailing at the half. We're going to keep it right here. So Blue Jays are trailing here. 59-46, 2:56 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Again, out there for the Blue Jays. Matson's been out there, Olsen, Jossinger, Schuerman, Thompson, Morin, Zach Bacon, and Aiden Drake. So we're minutes away from the start of our American Varsity pregame show. Again, we are pleased to be bringing you this JV coverage. First time we've done it. We'll see about doing it in the future. Down in JV2 action, the Shawano Hawks are leading 61-43. So the Hawks going to be bringing the Blue Jays all they can tonight. They've had some tough times in a very tough conference with teams like Fox Valley Lutheran and others. Blue Jays going for the full court press, getting it in. And Wehlinder is out there, gets it to Stockinger. Stockinger with Nolan Kleinschmidt and Wehlinder. Oh, there was a hook. And down below. Wehlinder looked like he traveled, and Bacon shaking his head like, no, no way. So for the Blue Jays, picking up that foul was Olsen. Olsen's first, fourth. Blue Jays get the rebound. Olsen trying to run the floor right now. Schuerman, left side, down to Bacon. Bacon back out, left side, working at the right side. There's the three, no good. Off the rim, Schuerman couldn't put it down, and Wehlinder gets it. He kicks it out on the right side. Gets it back from Kleinschmidt. And there's a foul called on the Blue Jays on the left side, stepping out with Schuerman. Third personal, fifth team. So Dobrowski, 25 points of the 59. Aloysius, Frechette checks in, Wehlinder, and Kleinschmidt. They head to the varsity. So they got to change unis, and putting it up, and Franklin shooting 1-1, and he doesn't get it. So Franklin's got four, and missing Aloysius Frechette. Coming down to Blue Jays trying, oh, nice splitting, and one, and picking up the foul will be Stockinger. That's the ninth foul, but driving to the basket with a strong drive, Ryan Olsen, he puts it down. He's got four unofficially. Tadeo checking in. Nolan Kleinschmidt checks out. Going for the three-point play and getting it for the Blue Jays is Connor Olson, and that cuts it to 10. Ryan Olson, excuse me. Frechette brings it into the forecourt. He dribbles right into the double, gets it down to Franklin, out. Dobrowski gets it across to Stockinger on the right side. Tadeo's out there now, and Tadeo's going to get fouled. That's going to be the sixth team foul, second on, I think that's Aiden Drake. No, that's Morin. And so going to the free throw line is Tadeo, and Tadeo puts it down. Tadeo gets the free throw, and that makes it 60-49 Hawks. 1:41 on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock, and he gets the roll. So Tadeo gets 2 points. Blue Jays trailing by 12. Quickly down. There's a three. No good. Coming down with it. Oh, Stockinger gets the foul. That's the 10th. Stockinger's second. And that's going to put Morin on the Aspirus Health free throw line, shooting two. Checking back in for the Hawks is Connor Stuber after the first one. So Morin gets set. Puts it up, and he puts down the first. He's got 7. Blue Jays trailing now 61-50, 1:32 left on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. We'll quickly get to our American show. And getting the roll, that one was ugly, was Morin. He's got 7. Trying to get it out of the backcourt, Franklin. And it's stolen. Getting it back, and no. Oh, a timeout was called by the Blue Jays head JV coach. And that's Jim Brogan. So the Blue Jays are down by 10 with a minute 24 left. And, of course, Zimmerman's getting ready and the rest of the varsity team for the second game of this doubleheader. Again, we're very pleased to give this one opportunity for our JVs to be heard right here on WJMT and WJMTFM.com. And, of course, the game will be up on the website, so those of you, when it gets there, can re-listen. And, again, I apologize not getting all the roster numbers correct, but I want to thank help from some of the Shawano fans when we got Wielander there. Dobrowski's the big one tonight. 25 points, Blue Jays inbound. Bacon steps back. Oh, there's the rainbow! He gets another 3, and that cuts it to 61-54 to get it back. And one, it's gonna be an and one. Putting it down off the steal with Schuerman. That cuts it to 61-56, 1:13 left. Joel Dockstader, JD, to those in Shawano, is looking right at Prawl, and he's discussing what needs to happen here. And it's going to be a three-pointer. And that one went down at 61-57 and trying to steal it. So Morin's now got unofficially 4 for 6 from the free throw line, 10 points in the game. Inbounding it for the Hawks is Stuber. There's Aloysius Frechette. Frechette puts it down. He gets the bucket, and that makes it 63-57, 6 points. Tadeo, it's double bonus the rest of the way. There's the three from the left side, no good. Franklin pulls down the rebound for the Hawks. Bacon with the backcourt foul, that's his 4th. And that will be, I believe, the team's 10th. And we'll see if that is 10th or 9th. And so shooting 1-1 for the Hawks, Franklin. Timeout is taken again by the Blue Jays, I think. And so we'll keep it right here, 50.5 on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Everybody's getting ready for the nightcap. So the Hawks coming off some tough times in their conference down in Fox Valley. Fox Valley Lutheran, Winneconne, some very strong teams there. Winneconne at one point in time on the boys or and or the girls side, third ranked in D3. So this is going to be a good test for the Blue Jays. As you heard Dr. T, Troy Pieper, say, we've only got 10 in our bracket, so the top six will have buys, and it'll just be 7-10. It'll be like the NBA. It'll be like the NBA with the play-in. So Franklin will be at the free throw line shooting 1-1. Blue Jays, they had to count off on timeouts. I thought they did. Blue Jays have one timeout left, and the Hawks, J.D. hasn't taken any, and Franklin misses it. Blue Jays get it back. They're trailing by six. Stolen in the backcourt. Franklin gets it to Frechette. Frechette, and there's the foul, and that's going to be on Ryan Olson. That's his second, but it is the 10th. And so Frechette, who got the bucket earlier, Aloysius Frechette, sophomore, misses the first. Going up to shoot the second one. Frechette puts it up and down. So Frechette's got three at 64-57. Three possession game. Bacon. Oh, Bacon dragged his foot. He was thinking of driving the baseline, and then he thought about shooting the three, and he got caught with that tweener move. Full court press for the Blue Jays. Gets it inbound to Deo, to Franklin. Franklin, 30 seconds left. The Blue Jays tried to get it back, taking the foul. That'll be the 11th team foul. That one will be on That'll be the third on Jossinger. Franklin shooting two, and Franklin misses the first. 0 for 3 for the free throw line. Hawks there. And Franklin puts down the second, so that makes the score 65-57. So the Blue Jays closed it to four, but then a little trouble in the last minute. There it is. Bacon puts up the three. No good. Rebound comes down, putting it off the glass, and down is Schuerman. That cuts it to 65-59. Dopperowski calling it tight to make sure this one doesn't get away. Dopperowski, who's got 25, will be shooting two. And that'll be the fourth foul on Jossinger. Dopperowski, 16 in the first half, 9 in the second, shooting two. Makes the first. He's got 26 points on the night, 66-59. Hawks. Blue Jays with a very fine effort coming back in the last 2 minutes, but then just kind of ran out of real estate. Dopperowski puts a second down to an 8-point game, and they're driving the full length of the court, and missing, and that's going to be it. So the final score here is 67 for the Hawks, and the Blue Jays were at, I think, 58. They quickly cleared it, and we're going to clear it as well. You're listening to Blue Jay JV Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
You've been listening to Merrill High School Boys Varsity Basketball on Blue Jay 96.3. Today's game was brought to you by Westside Market, A&W Merrill, Arby's, American, Aspirus Healthcare, Bergener Contract Carriers, Chips Hamburgers, Church Mutual Insurance, Dr. Ronald Piffle, Dragons Daggers and Games, Freemark Innovation, Gold Metal Trailer Sales, Green Lawn, H&H Electric, Hilltop Auto Wrecking, Incredible Bank, Lincoln Wood Products, Merrill House of Music, Merrill Boys Basketball Booster Club, Napa Auto Parts, Nicolay Bank, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Park City Credit Union, Riverside Athletic Club, Subway, The Pizza Shop, and Young's Drugstore. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Any rebroadcast or other use of this program without express written consent is prohibited. WJMT has Merrill Sports Broadcast for your listening at any time on our podcast page at WJMTFM.com. Listen throughout the season for Blue Jay Boys Basketball on your hometown voice for Merrill Varsity Sports, Blue Jay 96.3 and AM 730.